Today on Real Radio.
Even life insurance claims, people will fake their death to get money. And it's, is this stealing? God says, thou shalt not steal.
Welcome to Real Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs. I'm David Jay, thanking you for joining us today as we listen, learn, and are challenged by God's Word, the Bible. On today's edition of Real Radio, Pastor Jack Hibbs continues in his topical series on the Ten Commandments, and it's been a great series. I hope you've been able to join us. The series is based basically upon two scripture passages, one from the Old Testament, Exodus chapter 20, and one from the New, Matthew chapter 5. Now, verse 15 of Exodus chapter 20 is really quite specific and very clear, "You shall not steal." Pretty simple, isn't it? Here's pastor and Bible teacher, Jack Hibbs.
1 Kings chapter 21, King Ahab. He had everything. Remember that guy? Ahab, he was a real goofball. He had a wife by the name of Jezebel. And he, one day, 1 Kings chapter 21, read it later, he sees Naboth's vineyard. And it's a beautiful vineyard, little vineyard, beautiful thing. And he walks up to Naboth and he says, I want your vineyard. I like it. I want to use it. And I'll pay you for it. And Naboth says, well, it's not for sale. It's mine. It's been in my family generation forever. And the king of Israel goes back home and he sits on his couch and he starts to cry, the Bible says. And his wife Jezebel comes home and says, what are you crying for? You're the king. Grow up. Put your boy pants on. Stand up. What's wrong with you? And he says, Naboth's vineyard's really cool and I really like it a lot and I want to use it as a vegetable garden and he won't sell it to me. And she goes, so take it from him. You're the king. He had everything. Didn't appreciate what he did have, and a king was reduced to a thief. Isn't that bizarre? Didn't King David do the same thing? You say, what, when did David steal anything? He stole Uriah's wife. Her name was Bathsheba. He took her. The Bible says he took her. He's a thief. We don't often think of David as a thief, huh? We think of him as an adulterer and a murderer. But it all started with him stealing her. He first stole her in his eyes when he began to lust for her. Take it for granted what we have. We're not satisfied, not happy. If tonight you're not satisfied in your life with what you have, you need to pray and ask God now to forgive you and then ask him to fill your heart with contentment. With contentment. Maybe tonight you're saying, you know, I won't be happy until I have those lampshades. I just got to have those lampshades. Watch out, because if that kind of stuff gets a hold of your heart, that's the thing you're going to focus on, and you won't be thankful for anything else. That's a dangerous thing. Next, we steal from ourselves when we fail to take control of our temptations, when they come to us. This was amazing stuff I found out today looking at this. We fail to take control of our temptations. Then we begin to rob ourselves. We begin to injure ourselves, as it were. Listen to this. This sounds silly, but this is a big deal. When we fail to take control of our temptations, apparently a whole lot of people in America are tempted when they stay at a hotel. Did you know that? Did you know that hotels are ripped off on a daily basis? Number one in this order, silverware. Silverware. Honey, put that in your put that in your carry-on. Silverware. Number two, salt and pepper shakers from hotels. Third, coffee and teapots. Oh, look, there's a teapot showed up at our door. I guess it's ours. Isn't this amazing? What are people thinking? They're not thinking that they're stealing, I don't think. Towels. Linens. Man, that was a comfortable bed. I mean, that's nice. Get all that stuff and pack it away, will ya? For the price they're charging for this room, let's take this bed. May you be taking home bed bugs as you leave. And then here it is, next one. I had to laugh at this one. Hotel robes. Now, I thought about that for a minute. If you're staying in a hotel that's nice enough for you to have a robe, if you're paying that kind of price, go to Linens and Things, will you, and get yourself a robe. I mean, you can afford that. When we fail to take control of temptations, fraudulent insurance claims, fraudulent medical claims, auto, homeowners insurance, fraudulent claims, even life insurance claims. People will fake their death to get money. And it's, is this stealing? God says, thou shalt not steal. Companies that report that their employees are stealing, listen, companies have reported employees stealing equipment, office supplies, I mentioned pens earlier, and information. Employees selling information from their company to other companies, that is a felony. You go to prison for that. Listen to this. Companies also reported time card fraud and what's called false whereabouts. Lying about time worked or lying about outside office time. The company sends you down to Newport Beach to pick something up at the airport, and it takes you 4 hours. And they say, where were you? Oh man, you know, traffic is really bad, and it's not true. You're stealing. You say, what? How could I be stealing? Listen. Cyber theft is a big deal. Companies report personal internet use on company time. It's against the law. Using a company's time, they're paying you. And you go online instead of working. You go online and you're Googling your friends or your Facebook in the world or you're, you know, checking to see what time the movie starts when you're off from your terribly brutal job. You're stealing. God says, you're a thief. You're stealing. Well, the company's loaded. They got big bucks. It doesn't matter if you work for Bill Gates. You're stealing. Personal identity theft. I think we all realize what that is. Huh? That's stealing. That's one of the biggest. Stealing another person's person. Identity theft. Wow. God says it's stealing. Next, when we tolerate a spirit of selfishness, that's stealing. You even think about that? I never thought about that. Selfishness, when we tolerate it, we justify our selfishness. You know what made me think of that? Was what I would just call false ministries. I put false ministries in that category. They tolerate a spirit of selfishness. What do you mean? False ministries are the ones that cry out, they just drip. Asking for money. They might have a radio program or a television program. They show the program for, or they broadcast the program for 15 minutes and then they spend the next 15 minutes asking for money. I think those are false. Amen. It makes God look bad, doesn't it? Yeah. Well, if you don't want the kingdom of God to implode and vanish on your watch, send us $100 and save the world. Those guys have always blown my mind. Always. And I've yelled at the TV at them for 30 years. They've not once heard me. But my heart breaks though when somebody gets up in front of the camera and they say, if you just send us right now, many of you can afford $1,000 right now. If you just write us a check for $1,000. God will bless you. God will strengthen you. God will give you the world if you just send us $1,000. And here's the thing. Here's the thing. They're talking about me, my faith. They're challenging me. And if I just have enough faith, I can just send $1,000. And so I get up to my TV and I would say, excuse me, hey, you exercise faith and have your program as God provides. If you've got the faith, Mr. TV evangelist man, Mr. Faith dude, you send me $1,000 and you exercise the faith. Huh? Can I have an amen? What is with that? Next, when we refuse to trust God for everything, we're stealing. When we refuse to trust God for everything, we're stealing. You say, what do you mean by that? Many times, listen, this is a tough one. I can't spend too much time on it because I'll get in really big trouble here. Listen. Okay, credit cards are not sinful. In fact, if you know how to use one, are you listening? Yeah. Young people, listen. Credit cards. If you know how to use one, they can make you money. What? Pay the credit card off, whatever you buy. In fact, listen, I never carry cash. I'll buy what I can buy with my credit card, but I won't buy that thing unless I know I can pay it off when the bill arrives, or else I won't buy it. Here's the deal. When I use the credit card, for every dollar I spend, I get either points or miles or something that equates to money. Or else I won't use my, if I'm gonna buy a $100 item and they don't take my credit card that has awards on it, thank you, I don't need it, I leave. Why? Because I am not gonna buy that thing unless it's gonna give me something back. And at the end of 30 days, zero out your account. Or else don't buy it. The moment you cross the line, the Bible says, owe no man nothing. The moment you cross the line and get into debt, you are putting yourself in an area of danger in the sense of, in fact, if you ever read the fine print on your credit card, you won't be able to sleep at night. And I'm not joking. You are leveraging yourself. You are in such a dangerous situation. If you can't make that payment, they can call what's called the loan. They can call your loan on that card. They can make your life very unhappy. Be very careful. Trust God. Because many times, you know, somebody will buy something they shouldn't have. God never told them to buy it. Now they're indebted to it. They're using the card or the credit card more. And they've created this world that's sinking. And God was never in it. And you should have trusted God in the beginning. And when you recover out of that mess, you trust God. And if you can't control a credit card in your pocket, don't own one. America is in deep trouble. But there's some great data right now coming out of the private sector of Americans are starting to actually save money. It's kind of upsetting the economy because Americans are putting money in the bank right now, which is a miracle. We steal from ourselves when we deceive ourselves about self-worth. Stealing is a sin. I think you all know that. What we're talking about this is when we deceive ourselves about, I've got to have that thing. Mark down this reference. You can look at it later. It's in Joshua chapter 7. Do you remember Achan? They're at the battle of Ai, and Israel lost the battle. Joshua is shocked. These guys were a bunch of losers. We should have blown them over. We should have been done with this war in an hour. And they whipped us. What happened? And he throws himself on the ground. Joshua's crying, God, what happened? What happened? We should have stayed on the other side of the Jordan. And God says to Joshua, stand up like a man. Joshua gets up. He's standing there. And God says, Joshua, there's sin in the camp. One of your guys, in yesterday's battle, took stuff from the enemy, concealed it, put it in his tent. I told you guys to not steal anything from any culture, any people. And this guy Achan, he did it. You can read the details of that. It's not pretty. But the Bible there tells you that Israel lost a battle because a man had concealed his thievery. And if you're, listen, if you're stealing and you're getting away with it, I promise you, I warn you, in love, you're not getting away with it. It will, God will turn on the light. Better repent of it now before God sends the police. Amen. Or whatever. Because he loves you. He won't let you get away with it. And then we'll just end right here. We steal from God when, very quickly, when we misuse our position. We steal from God when we misuse our position. See, what do I mean position? I mean the position of who you are, what you have, your possessions, your influence, your person. Well, listen, we misuse these things. We steal from God. God has invested in you, every one of us. Church, God's invested in you. God has invested in you wonderfully. Whoever you are, God has seen fit to have you be his child, and he's invested in you. And to not present yourself to him like that is to misuse the very position God has given you. Malachi chapter 3 tells you about that. God says, and I paraphrase it, you can look at it. Malachi 3 verses 8 through 10. Because the children of Israel did not exercise themselves properly with God, God says, you've been robbing me. You've been robbing me. And that didn't need to happen. The Bible says in Proverbs 3:9, honor the Lord with your possessions and with the first fruits of your increase. Put God first. Next, we steal from God when we exhaust our energy. Eve is listening to the serpent beguile her and tells her, if you just eat of the fruit, you'll be like God. You'll have all these things. And the Bible tells us that when she saw that it was good for all these things, she went and she took of it and ate of it. Imagine that for a moment. She listened to the lies of the devil. She walked over to the tree. She reached up and picked that fruit, and she ate of it. I may be making this sound like a little bit of an effort she did. She listened, she walked over, she picked. But was it not a gigantic waste of the energy that God had given her? You and I, God, every day, God gives us opportunities and energies. And listen, if we do not yield our very being to him, we are robbing from him. We are stealing from him. Also this, we steal from God when we poison our worship. We can be stealing from God. In Matthew chapter 21, verses 12 to 13, Jesus went into the temple of God and he cast them all out that sold and bought in the temple. He overthrew the tables of the money changers and the seats of them that sold doves and said to them, it is written, my house shall be called a house of prayer, but you've made it a den of thieves. Why? Because they were selling, the people were selling money changers. They were saying, you can't use common money, you got to use religious money to worship. They made up money, so you had to pay an exchange rate. They were prostituting religion. And you can't use those animals. You have to use our specially approved animals for your sacrifice. So the poor people had to pay for that. It was all about worship, and they were exploiting people. And that's a very, very wrong thing. When we steal from God, we're poisoning worship. So that's why when we come and when we sing to the Lord, we want to be single-minded, single-hearted. He's actually listening to us when we worship. He really is. And you are loving on him or not when we worship. We steal from God when we waste our time. This is epidemic in our world today. I don't need to belabor it. We're all guilty of this. When we're tired, I don't know about you, when my brain is fried Sunday afternoons, I don't even golf. You guys all know that. I do not golf. And the world's a better place for that. But I don't know why. You know what? I'll sit down. My brain hurts after third service. And I'll turn on a golf program. I'll watch these people golfing from Pebble Ridge or Beach or wherever it is. And I'm like this. Why? I'm vegging. I'm just vegging. And after an hour of watching that, I'm still pooped out. But I know this. If I just actually took a walk and started praying or went out in the backyard and sat and talked to God, I'll get re-energized. Why? Because God doesn't honor my waste of time. I'm just going to watch this program. You know that look we get on our face when we... Isn't it weird? It's like we're being embalmed or something. It's weird. We steal from God when we abuse our abilities. This one convicts me. That's why it's down here at the last. I was hoping I wouldn't get to it. This is the last one. When we abuse our abilities, I want you to think about yourself for a second. Under abilities, you can put a lot of things. What you can do, what's possible for you to do, opportunities. When I look around in the world that is unfolding before all of us, I think about that one. Am I, and have I used every opportunity, every ability to reach every neighbor on my street for Jesus? No. I could use every holiday. I could use every day. I could use every news broadcast. I could go to their door and say, did you see today's news? In fact, today's news, it's amazing. Right here, Zechariah chapter 12. Listen, the Bible talks to us about a time and an age in which this is going to happen. I'm not saying that's happened today. I'm saying we're getting close to it happening. God bless you. Have a nice day. But couldn't you do that? Couldn't I do that? See, I'm thinking too much about either what I want or what I want to do or what I don't want to do. Or I think thoughts like, well, what will they think of me? I don't know when we're going to get it into our heads. They already think we're nuts. They really do. And God's been convicting me lately about why am I playing it so safe? He's given me all kinds of warnings, man. The world's gone nuts. There's global violence, economic collapse worldwide. Israel's the focal point of the news. Daniel chapter 9 warns us about a peace treaty in the last days, and all the news is about Israel signing peace with its neighbors. And somehow I'm playing it safe. I'm not using all my abilities. I think if I actually got sold out for God, I think some pretty serious stuff could happen.
Pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs, here on Real Radio. In a study that takes a look at number 8 of the 10 commandments, you shall not steal. It really is a concise and clear commandment that was given by the supreme lawgiver, God himself, to his people a long time ago. You shall not steal. It's part of Pastor Jack's topical series on the 10 commandments, as found in Exodus chapter 20. So please be sure to join us again as we continue on tomorrow's edition of Real Radio. Listen, have you had a chance to visit realradioactive.org lately? Of course, you can hear past editions of Real Radio, but you can also subscribe to Words to the Wise. Now, Words to the Wise is Pastor Jack's devotional. You're going to love it. You can listen to it online. You can also receive them via email if you'd like. Just visit us at realradioactive.org. That's realradioactive.org. Our telephone number is 1-877-RR-RADIO. That's 877-RR-RADIO. This program has been sponsored by Real Radio and made possible by the generous contributions of you, our listeners. Visit us at realradioactive.org. That's realradioactive.org. I'm David Jay. Until next time, Pastor Jack Hibbs and all of us here at Real Radio wish for you solid and steady growth in Christ and in His Word. We'll see you next time. This program has been sponsored by Real Radio.